The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Of course, on Mondays, we check in with Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Well, Mr. Chairman, always good to have you. How are you, sir?
Good. Doing well, Joey. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. So since you and I talked last week, we now know that there will be no Jacksonville. So what's next?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. In terms of Jacksonville, I know the president's campaign was very mindful of, what numbers continue to look like in Florida. And, out of an abundance of caution there and in the terms of, putting safety first, the president's campaign made a decision as far as Jacksonville is concerned. However, the Charlotte portion obviously continues because that's the actual business of the convention. But it's being done with an abbreviated list of delegates. It will be 6 delegates per state will convene in Charlotte. Those holding the proxies for the rest of their respective delegations, they'll conduct the business, the formal nomination of the president, the vice president, readoption of platform rules, and so forth.
Yep. And so that's where the business of renominating Donald Trump will take place then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right,
so any idea at all then as far as the president's acceptance speech and where that will take place and what that'll look like?
That I do not know. Things as of last Friday obviously became a little bit of a moving target, if you will, when you're moving that many pieces around the board in that short a period of time.
Sure.
I expect probably we'll get a memo from the RNC within the next day or two about further details about that. But I do know that the business, as we had previously planned, was already going to happen in Charlotte, will continue there.
Right.
But again, just with, a little under 400 people.
Right. Right. And of course, we all know the importance of this this election. And I've been talking this morning about the chaos, of course, that continues around the country. And I think this is part of their playbook. This is part of their strategy to keep this, rather than allowing the federal agents to come into Portland, for example, and to help, they want to send them away. They want to, literally the Portland police are standing there watching as some of our federal agents, I heard area of health and of Homeland Security. Homeland Security talking about how they're literally some of his agents were blinded by lasers being pointed directly at them, and Portland police stand by and watch it.
These are people who don't want essentially peace to return to their community, and unfortunately these communities. Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Chicago, you go on down the list, you name it, all have one thing in common. They're all run by Democrat politicians, Democrat mayors, Democrat city councils, et cetera, Democrat administrators. And their party essentially has effectively become what I call the party of chaos. I mean, whether it's this sort of violence that we see in cities and the rioting, whether it's open borders, whether it's defunding the police, whether it's the cancel culture, whether it's, the 82% tax increase the increase on 82% of Americans in terms of taxes that Joe Biden wants to put forward or, new regulations on businesses, you name it. I mean, they have become the party of chaos when it comes to American business, American society, American culture, and have moved far outside the bounds and the margins of what, we used to look at as normal, regular political debate.
Right, right. Mr. Chairman, I've got a regular caller to the show here, JR in Westminster. And JR, JR is one of the smartest men that I have become to know on the radio. He's an African-American, a black conservative, proud of that fact, and He on Friday, he called in and asked me about what we were doing, what the party was doing to try to recruit black conservatives into the party. I want JR to join us for a few minutes here, and he has some questions for you, Mr. Chairman. JR, how are you, sir?
Okay. Joey, I'm doing fine, and I appreciate, again, the invitation, and it's a pleasure to be able to talk with the chairman, Mr. McKissick. And
Yes, sir. Thanks to speak with you.
Joey, you give me too much credit, though. I'm just... but really, just my question really to Joey, and I appreciate everything that Joey does. Given the former history and the importance that the Republican Party played in this country, you know, I'm want to do my part in helping. What is the party or can the party do to educate and then actively recruit more in South Carolina, more African Americans? And I know first and foremost, you know, it's to educate, but that's my question. And it's a serious concern because 2020 is probably one of the most viable and important elections, I think, in this country's history right now, Mr. McKissick.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that in terms of importance, absolutely. And in terms of issues or, you know, what the party's doing, I'd answer that on a couple of levels. First off, I have sort of a motto that I've looked at in politics for a long time and held to, and that is that, you know, issues win campaigns. And that's because issues move people. People care about issues. Issues get them excited, make them do stuff, make them work. And in terms of, you know, the African-American community, there's several different things that we look at. One, obviously, before the coronavirus stuff hit, obviously, we saw, you know, the lowest unemployment rate ever in the African-American community. You know, jobs matter to everybody. It doesn't matter what color we are, obviously. If you can't, you know, feed yourself Correct. And feed your family, then, you know, you have a problem. Right. And, you know, up until the time that hit, you know, we had the best economy for either the African-American community, the Hispanic community, and the white community in terms of unemployment, et cetera. And that's something that we, you know, obviously want to continue to hit in terms of jobs and recovering our economy. But more to the point, or further, rather, I would say, you have the issues like the Justice Act, obviously, that was signed into law under the president. You have the issue of the advanced increased funding, or record funding for historical black colleges and universities around the country. You know, you have just a number of things like this that the party nationally, the RNC, has taken with specific messaging points that they begin to push into the African-American community. And, you know, we, state party here, you know, we in some campaigns work to buttress those points. So messaging is one. And then the other issue you mentioned is recruitment. You know, we do work in with, you know, say, for instance, Facebook and other electronic media where we do it, where we do recruitment online in various communities. So we work to try to build our list, you know, around the state, and then we try to plug those people into local county party organizations. So, you know, those are things that we continually do. And, you know, when it's all said and done, politics is about people. And if you don't have people, you can't bring people together, you're not going to have an organization, you're not going to have a campaign, or you're not going to have a party. So we're always in the business of recruitment.
Yep. Hey, JR, appreciate your phone call and your question there. Appreciate you listening to the Thank Morning you. Answer in Westminster
Thank
as well.
You. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate
the question,
you.
JR.
Sure,
all
sure
right.
thing. And it is important, Mr. Chairman, that we bring all people mm-hmm. into the party. And I think, Absolutely. As JR said, you know, we just educate, and particularly the black community on why they need to be supporting Donald Trump.
Well, look, I mean, if you're conservative, we want you in the party. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
So, you know, we don't care, and we never have cared, you know, what color someone's skin may be. You know, as Martin Luther King, you know, said, not the color of the skin, but the content of the character. In this case, also the quality of the ideas that the individual holds.
Sure.
You know, so whether, you know, if you're a philosophically, ideologically conservative, the Republican Party is the home for you. And you've seen more people since President Trump's election in 16, especially in rural areas around the state. And I would add folks in the African-American community move yeah. away from the Democratic Party toward the Republican Party.
Yep. Yep. Always good to have you. Thanks for checking in with us for a few minutes this morning, and look forward to talking with you again next Monday.
Yes, sir. Take care now.
All right. Have a great Monday.